Upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 23. First Blood.
From his aerial vantage point, Scarlet Rabbit watched the massive Wolven forces arrayed before Bastion City. The Wolven had made their appearance during yesterday's dusk, and they had continued marching and preparing throughout the night. By the time morning had arrived, the entire city had been surrounded. The chaos and darkness of Fangbreaker's Fall had made it impossible to gauge the enemy's strength before. But now, with the rays of the morning sun breaking through the usually cloudy sky of the Northern Barrier Land helping him, he could make his estimations. Just a crossbow shot away from the walls was a veritable ocean of fur, fangs, and claws. The Wolven stalked the grassy plain, eyeing the city hungrily, passing through the short grass and snarling at each other. They hadn't come just by themselves, either. At the rear section of the army, Scarlet spotted a dozen or so catapults being dragged forward, as well as battering rams, siege ladders, and mobile towers. The Wolven had come equipped, and they were setting up already. It was only a matter of time until the first boulder struck the walls. Scarlet then looked back to his side of the walls. Against the massive Wolven army just outside, the Northern Equestrian Legion had the survivors of Fangbreaker Fortress, Bastion City's garrison, and a contingent of new recruits. Scarlet couldn't help but grin. This was going to be the battle of the century, for sure. Several centuries, in fact. When had been the last time things were this desperate? Likely, long before he had been born. All his time in the Legion had been fighting in skirmishes with a patrol of Pegasi, or Vanguard Squad. This would be the first time being involved in a clash between armies. He was almost too giddy to land, but he eventually forced himself when he noticed his captain looking up at him. Scarlet also caught a streak of prismatic colors just out of the corner of his eye just as he landed. Rainbow Dash was hovering near him by the time he landed next to Vanguard. His grin spread a little wider. Here was something else that got him excited. Part of him was still reeling from the other day's race, a race that she had refused to consider. The same race that he felt like a winner, but not in a way she understood it. He had never thought he would encounter another pony who still appeared to be moving when he sped up and put his mind into it. Finally, a pony who just might catch Scarlet Rabbit. All she needed was a little time under Tailwind's wing, just as he had done. "Those are a lot of Wolven," Rainbow Dash remarked. She tried to sound confident, but there was a tinge of nervousness in her voice. Her legs quivered a bit, and her heart was pounding in her chest.
"Steady yourself,"
Vanguard told Rainbow sternly.
"You should be awaiting orders with the rest of your flight."
He turned towards the Red Pegasus.
"Scarlet, we have orders ourselves."
Still grinning, Scarlet saluted and flew off while Vanguard ran in the same direction. After running a short distance, however, he suddenly turned around.
"Rainbow Dash,"
he called out.
"We'll win this, and you can see for yourself how cool the Legion can be."
Her nervousness reduced slightly. Rainbow made her way towards the northern section of Bastion City, where her flight had been assigned. She passed through street after street of ponies scrambling to get ready. Civilians had run into their homes. Carts of supplies were being pulled away into safe storage, while weapons were being distributed. Rainbow touched the crossbow strapped to her harness. How long would it be until she started using it on actual enemies? An hour from now? A few minutes?
"Get over here, recruit!"
Tailwind shouted at Rainbow from the top of Bastion City's crenellated eastern walls. The rest of Flight Dreadwing lined the walls with her, taking cover behind the ramparts with their crossbows already drawn. Following what she had been taught yesterday, Rainbow landed in front of her flight captain and saluted.
"Take your post," Tailwind ordered.
The northern walls faced the bulk of the Wolven army. All sides of the city were facing a great mass of Wolven, but it was here where they were concentrated. If the northern gates could be forced open, the Wolven could easily swarm the city. Rainbow Dash looked around her. In addition to Flight Dreadwing's 30 Pegasi, they also had another 30 from Flight Frostshear.
"Listen up," Tailwind barked. "The commander expects the Wolven to go for an initial rush to see if they can take the city in a single battle before settling in for a siege. It worked at Fangbreaker, and they had the mutts to spare. Our orders are as follows. Settle in and make them pay when they come forward. You all know who to shoot first, and how to work your way down their chain of command. Once they bring their engines closer, Flight Frostshear will provide covering fire, while Flight Dreadwing will swoop in with these." Tailwind motioned towards several sacks of small spherical containers. They looked like they were made of ceramic. Each sphere had a small pictogram for fire etched into it that glowed a dim orange.
"What are those?" Rainbow asked.
The other members looked at her briefly, as if she was an idiot, but they quickly changed those expressions to understanding,
remembering that it had only been a few days since she even knew this place existed. "Firebombs," Tailwind explained. "The unicorn enchantments will light them up once the containers shatter, and the chemical inside burns long and hot. Don't use them on the Wolven troops, even if they're clustered. Aim for their siege engines or supply wagons. Is that understood?" Flight Dreadwing saluted in response, and each one took their share. Rainbow Dash was just tying a small pouch of the firebombs to her harness when she heard a familiar voice behind her.
"Hey, RD, looks like you got stationed here too."
Rainbow Dash squinted at the pony who was talking to her. She recognized the voice, but the sight of this barded pony, no taller than she was a little confusing. She looked a little closer and saw the yellow mane and the green eyes beneath the metal chamfron.
"Applejack?" she asked. "What the... it took you that long to recognize me?"
Applejack said with mock indignation.
"I spotted you a mile away, even in your barding."
"The rainbow mane and tail is a dead giveaway, even at 2 miles," a stallion said flatly as he walked over to stand next to Applejack.
"Don't be such a fuss bucket, Two Colt. I swear you sound like Rarity sometimes," Applejack said.
"Must be a pony with an unbelievable amount of common sense," he replied.
"So what are you doing way up here?" Rainbow Dash asked. "You don't even have crossbows."
"Those wolven are going to bring along those giant ladders they got over there and latch it to our wall here," Applejack answered. "Our platoon got a sign to make sure they don't climb over and get you."
"So is Twilight here too?" Rainbow asked.
"I haven't seen her around. Maybe she got a sign somewhere else."
"We better get back to our posts before the captain throws both of us off his wall," Two Colt interrupted.
Applejack nodded in response before turning her attention back to Rainbow.
"I'll see you later, Rainbow," Applejack said.
Her expression suddenly turned serious.
"Stay safe and alive," she added.
Rainbow cleared her throat and tried to smile reassuringly.
"You too, Applejack," she replied.
"If you had a cutie mark, Two Colt, it would be a wet blanket."
Rainbow could hear Applejack go on as they went back. Rainbow turned her attention back to the Wolven army beyond the walls. Even she could tell that the Wolven were getting agitated. They massed in front of the gates, snarling and barking themselves into a frenzy while their siege engines rolled into place. Rainbow tensed as hours seemed to fly by. She saw Tailwind make the signal to take aim, so she loaded her crossbow and pointed it at the enemy. As she had been taught just yesterday, she looked for one of the bigger Wolven. Size and strength often decided how officers were chosen among the Wolven. It was a more difficult task than she had anticipated. Every time she spotted a big Wolven, an even bigger one caught her eye. Then there were the enormous white-furred Wolven at the rear sections. Even from where she was, Rainbow could see their monstrous fangs and scything claws. Each one must be standing at least 8 feet tall. Rainbow's forelegs were starting to shake again, causing her aim to go all over the place. Gritting her teeth, she concentrated harder, forcing the fear down like a mouthful of that feed she had to eat on the way to the city. A lone howl burst from behind the Wolven lines. At the sound of that howl, the Wolven surged forward. They crossed the distance between them and the walls so quickly that Rainbow lost the Wolven she had been aiming at and had to find another one in a panicky haste.
"Fire!"
Tailwind shouted. In her haste, Rainbow picked the nearest Wolven and fired. A barrage of bolts descended on the Wolven, knocking down those who were hit with the force of their impacts. Rainbow couldn't tell if she had hit anything. She saw some of the smaller Wolven line up and pull out their own crossbows to take aim at her direction. Unlike hers, their crossbows were huge, about as tall as she was when stood up.
"Bolters!" Tailwind shouted. "Cover!"
Rainbow was already ahead on the cover part. She put her back against a rampart and waited for the telltale sound of metal striking stone. An enormous bolt flew past, just inches from her cover.
"Reload!"
Tailwind shouted. Rainbow pulled out another bolt from her case and loaded it, pulling the crossbow's crank with a foreleg.
"Fire!"
Tailwind shouted again. Rainbow came out from her cover and aimed for the first Wolven she saw. There was no time to be picky, and the lecture yesterday as to which Wolven to pick seemed to fly out of her mind. The Wolven bolters were reloading, and she didn't want a single inch of her body exposed when they fired. On instinct, she went for one of the smaller Wolven with the enormous crossbows. It was winding up its weapon, using some kind of pulley to draw the massive string back for another attack, when she saw her shot connect this time. The bolt plunged deep into its ribs and sent it tumbling towards its fellows. Rainbow quickly went back to her cover, took a deep breath, and waited. She wasn't just waiting for the sound of enemy bolts striking the stone and flying past her. She was also waiting for... something. The Wolven she had hit was surely dead. She had even hit it at the exact same spot she had imagined she would hit her first Wolven. The exhilaration was still ringing in her ears, while her heart hammered wildly in her chest. "That Wolven is dead," she repeated to herself. She had killed something. The Wolven were vicious, monstrous creatures, but she had still killed. Once the exhilaration settled down, she braced herself for guilt, horror, something that would protest violently over what she had just done.
"Stop staring off, recruit!"
Rainbow looked to her side to find Tailwind right next to her with an angry expression.
"They've got catapults in place. Get ready to take off," Tailwind barked.
Rainbow looked around her to see that every pony from Flight Dreadwing were securing their firebombs and crossbows before getting ready to take off. All of them, except one. One of the new recruits was lying on his side, just behind Tailwind. Rainbow swallowed and wiped the sweat from her forehead when she saw the woven bolt sticking out of the poor stallion's neck. The first flight of Pegasi took off. They dodged and weaved through a barrage of bolts and fired back furiously at the woven bolters below.
"Flight Frostshear is up," Tailwind called out. "Get a move on!"
Rainbow Dash followed directly behind Tailwind as they took off. Flight Dreadwing flew past Flight Frostshear and then swooped in on their targets. Tailwind led the way, dropping a couple of firebombs on a nearby catapult. The spheres struck true, spilling liquid flame all over the wooden engine. Rainbow Dash tried to do the same on the next catapult when a woven bolt whistled past her face. Panicked, she forgot the target and dashed upward in an erratic pattern, trying desperately to make herself impossible to hit for the bolters below.
"Rainbow!" Tailwind shouted. "Get back in formation!"
Her flight captain's angry shout brought some focus back to Rainbow. She swooped back down with a couple of firebombs in her hoof. Once she was close enough to one catapult, she hurled them with all her strength. The spheres shattered, and another siege engine burst into flames. The woven crew operating it snarled and barked while trying to put the flames out. Elated over her success, she flew back along the rest of Flight Dreadwing. A sharp pain to Rainbow's left hind leg suddenly brought her up short. For a single horrifying moment, she thought that she had just been shot. She looked at the hurting leg and found blood trickling down from a gash. A woven bolt must have flown past the leg and grazed it.
"Don't stop in midair, fool!"
Tailwind shouted. She flew towards Rainbow and then grabbed the younger Pegasus by the barding.
"It's just a scratch, now move!"
Rainbow Dash nodded and then followed her flight captain back to the walls. Behind them were several flaming catapults and a supply wagon. She was still waiting for the revulsion and despair to kick in, but all she was feeling was a mixture of fear and elation that made everything seem so vivid. While the two flights posted on the walls made a sortie, it was up to Applejack and her platoon to deal with the Wolven trying to swarm them. The Wolven brought their hooked ladders to bear, latching them on the ledges to secure them. Snarling eagerly, they immediately started climbing up once a ladder was secured. By the gate, a battering ram was also in place. The Wolven found it difficult to actually use it, however. Every Wolven they sent to use it was cut down by bolts from the walls, as well as rocks thrown from accolations by the gatehouse's towers. A firebomb landed directly on the battering ram, lighting its protective roof ablaze. The first Wolven who reached the top of their climbing ladders swiftly encountered the armored hoofs of the wall's defenders. Applejack smashed her metal-shod back hoofs into the face of one Wolven, knocking it senseless and sending it falling down on the rest of its brethren climbing just beneath it. All of the Wolven that had been climbing up were dragged down, crashing on the ground in a tangle of flailing claws. Applejack rushed towards the ladder and unhooked it from the walls before the Wolven could start climbing again. She gave the ladder a push to send it flailing to the ground.
"And don't you try that again,"
Applejack crowed over the fallen ladder and the frustrated Wolven beneath. A bolt suddenly struck the rampart just a foot from her face. Surprised, she immediately ducked under as a couple more bolts followed.
"Oh sure, present your face for target practice, why don't you?"
Applejack found Tucolt right next to her with his back against a rampart. A trickle of blood dripped from his right shoulder where a gap between the plates of barding was.
"You're bleeding," she said.
"Lucky Wolven slipped in a swipe before I knocked him off his ladder,"
Tucolt grunted. Before Applejack could reply, another ladder latched onto the wall just a few feet away from them. They both sprang into action. Around them, the rest of their platoon was fighting off even more Wolven. A few ladders had been secured, and the Wolven continued to climb up through them.
"Watch out!"
Tucolt shouted. One Wolven jumped off a ladder and charged straight at Applejack. She dodged to the side to avoid its initial charge, and then slammed her shoulder against it to knock it down. Tucolt had already positioned himself by its other side. He reared up as soon as it was knocked off its feet, and then brought both front tramplers down on the Wolven's skull. Applejack couldn't help but flinch and look away as soon as she heard the sickening crunch of bone breaking. When she looked, all she saw was Tucholt kicking the dead Wolven off the wall and scraping some of the blood from his tramplers onto the ground.
"Damn, I hear it takes forever to get the smell out," Tucholt said.
Applejack could feel her stomach heave, and it wasn't from the smell. Tucholt was a recruit, just like she was, but the only emotion he seemed to feel about killing his first Wolven was annoyance.
"Want to start a..."
Before Tucholt could finish, a second Wolven slammed to his side, its claws scraping against his barding. His head banged against the ground, stunning him. The Wolven immediately went for the throat.
"Help!" he cried out.
Applejack rushed forward and smashed her head against the Wolven's side before it could bite. It fell heavily to the ground and struggled to get back to its feet, but she was already standing before it. She smashed a trampler against its face, stunning it and making it squeal in pain. The Wolven continued to struggle, however. Applejack smashed another hoof against it. When its claws scraped against the plate protecting her chest, she continued to bring her hoofs down, stomping over and over until it stopped struggling. She stepped back and nearly fell on her tail when she slipped on some kind of slick liquid on the ground. The Wolven was dead, and its blood was all over her front hoofs, chest, and face. She could feel vomit rising all the way to the back of her throat as she realized what she had just done.
"Thanks,"
Tucholt groaned as he stood up.
"I thought I was done for there. That makes one actual kill for each of us."
Applejack turned on Tucholt.
"One kill each? Was he keeping score? Was this some sort of game?"
"Look here," she began. Before Applejack could finish, Tucholt's eyes widened and he jumped towards Applejack, dragging her to the ground.
"Look out!"
he cried as a last-minute warning. Several bolts whizzed past them. To Applejack's horror, she saw one pony fail to duck. A couple of bolts found their marks on the poor legionnaire, plunging deep into his right flank. The force of the impacts hurled the pony to the ground, where he lay crying out hoarsely for help. A pair of ponies began to drag him off the wall for medical attention. A second pony dropped to the ground. There was no pony to come to her aid, however. A bolt had found a home in her skull, killing her instantly. The hail of bolts continued. Applejack quickly noticed that they were flying towards them at an even level instead of upwards. Pushing Tucholt off her, she looked at where the bolts were coming from. A massive mobile tower was rolling towards the walls. Inside was a squad of Wolven bolters that were shooting at them.
"Darn it!"
Applejack shouted in frustration.
"What are we gonna do with that? Stay down!"
Applejack recognized the voice. She turned towards its source and found Twilight Sparkle crawling towards where she was. Bolts continued to fly past them as Twilight made her way next to Applejack. Behind her, a squad of unicorns had joined them by the walls. They fired blasts of magical energy down at the Wolven. Mage Captain Owlsight lifted one scaling ladder with telekinesis, even with a couple of Wolven still climbing it, and then hurled it away from the wall.
"We gotta do something about that tower," Applejack said. "I have an idea,"
Twilight replied. She concentrated on a spell that she had just learned recently. When she began to feel the heat gathering around Twilight, Applejack backed away slowly. A sphere of coruscating red-orange energy began to form just above Twilight's horn.
"What is that?"
she asked softly and in awe.
"Fireball,"
Tucholt replied, his voice also tinged with awe.
"You sure you came from the same place as this one?" he asked.
For a moment, Applejack herself wasn't sure. Then she remembered that this was still Twilight Sparkle they were talking about, the most magical unicorn in all of Equestria.
"I'm sure,"
she replied with confidence.
"Recruit Sparkle,"
Owlsight called out.
"Add more heat. Make it white hot before you throw it."
Deep in her concentration, Twilight only vaguely heard the warning from her mage captain. White hot? Wasn't that just an excessive use of magical energy? Fire was fire, and all she needed to do was deal with the mobile tower, not test the limits of her spellcasting.
"White hot!"
she heard Owlsight call out again. Another bolt flew just above her. There was not time to ponder what the point of more heat was. She had to deal with that tower quickly. She waited for a pause from the barrage of bolts coming from the tower, aimed the spell at it, and released. The red-orange ball streaked unsteadily towards Twilight's target. She held her breath when it veered off course slightly, but it managed to steady itself and land gently on the tower's top section, just before the feet of the Wolven bolters. The tiny sphere blossomed into a silent and powerful explosion of flame, sending bits of burning wood flying in all directions. The bolters screamed and then fell howling to the ground below. One of them managed to drop on top of the wall, where it flailed about in agony, howling and whimpering as its body continued to burn. The world seemed to slow down for twilight. The Wolven flailed in slow motion, rolling on the ground in a futile attempt to smother the flames all over its body. She tried to tear her eyes away from the sight, but she couldn't. The stench of burned flesh wafted towards her and the others, making her gag and retch. A few seconds more, and the Wolven flopped to the ground and lay still. The sight of the charred remains brought her to her knees. The screams from right after her fireball exploded were still ringing in her ears. She heaved to the side and vomited violently. The back of her throat burned with leftover vomit, and nausea kept her from standing up. She saw Owlsight stand behind her, but she didn't have the strength to look up.
"And that's why you make it white hot, recruit," Owlsight said.
He didn't sound angry, just disappointed and concerned.
"Make it hot enough so that you don't hear the screams, and you don't see anything but scorch marks and ash."
Twilight managed to look up in time to see the Pegasi that had flown out come back. Behind them, there were smoking patches within the Wolven army. The battle continued to rage, even with the mobile tower now smoking and useless. The Wolven were persistent in trying to batter the gates down head-on, but it was to no avail. The Legion defended the walls fiercely, despite casualties, and made their foes pay dearly for each attempt at breaking through. Finally, after what seemed like hours, another lone howl rose from the Wolven army's rear lines. As quickly as they had rushed in, the Wolven began to retreat. Their initial rush had failed, and it was time to settle down for a true siege. Rainbow Dash walked over to her two friends proudly. Despite a few hiccups, she had successfully completed her first battle. She was responsible for two burning catapults, and she knew she had done her part in shooting down Wolven attackers. Though there was much more fighting to be done, they had won this day. Seeing her friends alive and mostly unharmed put a smile on her face, although the state they were in concerned her. Both Applejack and Twilight looked completely distraught. Applejack was doing her best to wipe off the blood on her barding with a rag. Her lips were settled into a grim line, an expression that told Rainbow that her friend despised what had to be done, but she was going to do it. Twilight looked completely sick. She was lying on her belly, her face almost green with nausea. She didn't look up when Rainbow approached. Instead, she just stared blankly ahead of her with lightless eyes. Rainbow couldn't help but wonder why she didn't feel sick or upset. In fact, she felt exhilarated. They won. At the back of her mind, she knew that the Wolven would come again. They burned down a bunch of siege engines, but there were plenty more at the rear lines. They didn't even seem to put much of a dent on the Wolven numbers. They also didn't win this battle without casualties. She saw several Pegasi get shot from the air and fall to their deaths. The Wolven swarmed them as soon as they hit the ground, but she was somehow able to put all those bad things to the corner of her thoughts and concentrate on fighting and winning.
"Is something wrong with me?" she thought.
Rainbow felt a hoof touch her shoulder.
"Not bad for your first battle, Rainbow Dash," Tailwind said with a grin as she walked past. "Next time, less panicking and more shooting, all right?"
Rainbow grinned and saluted. She set aside her worries for now and focused on the tasks ahead, cleaning up, patching up the scratch on her hind leg, and sharpening her skills. There were more battles ahead, and for now, she couldn't help but feel a little excited.